Okay. Let's get this going. All right, and here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin your favorite episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Oh. That one was excessive. Okay, here we go. What am I doing? Who am I? Hello. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hi. And, I don't even know where to start. Okay, what happened when I woke up? I woke up this morning and I was a little bit cold. I thought that was unusual because they said it was going to be 52 degrees today. That's about 11 degrees C. And when I woke up and looked out the window, it was 20. 20F, which is negative 9C. And the current temperature is, well, about the same. That thermometer says 20. Let's check the science thermometer. It has warmed up a hair. It is now negative 8 degrees. It was negative 9. And we still have all the snow. Maybe it's going to warm up. Maybe it will hit 5 or 6 degrees today. I hope so, because it's supposed to be slick out there. I kind of need to go to the drugstore to pick up some medications. And, yeah, so I woke up a little bit cold, was shocked to find out that it was cold. And then I said, okay, started getting on with my day and doing stuff. And now, for whatever reason, I'm starting to get hot. What has changed? Not a damn thing. Why am I so warm right now? Nobody knows. So yesterday, I had kind of a productive day, and that when it was snowing, because after Dubious Goals Committee, boy, it really started to snow. Big flakes, sideways wind. It looked kind of blizzardy, but wasn't quite a blizzard. And so I was doing stuff. And I was watching anime while I was doing stuff, but most of the stuff I did was just sort of maintenance. Oh, and also like cleaned some stuff. I cleaned some of my bathrooms and blah, blah, blah. Watered the cat a lot. Oh, and here's the cat right here. Hi, Dingens. And yeah, I fixed that knob on the other synth and I did some other stuff and I attached a handle to a synth so I could carry it around. I thought, and I could hook up two synths to this handle, but I need to flip all the modules in this rack upside down, which I didn't do, but I'm still considering doing. And blah, blah, blah. What else? What else was I going to tell you? Yeah, I was doing stuff, and I did a thing. Oh, and do I want to take this back upstairs? Do I want to take the pod upstairs? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe later. Yeah, so I moved a bunch of stuff back up into Synth Zone 4, namely Florian and my optional synths. And I just put all that stuff up there because I thought maybe I might want to mess around because I can't do any fun synth because I got my synth all tied up for the big show coming up. And, you know, you got a synth, right? So how are you going to synth if your synth is busy? Well, that's why you have more than one synth. So, you know, when I'm always telling you, hey, you need to get a synth, what I'm really saying is you need to get a bunch of synths because if you have one synth and it's patched for one thing, you can't do fun synth. So you're going to have another synth so you can do fun synthin. So I don't think we have any excuse to stay out of Synth Zone 4. So let's start moving up there right now. Wait a minute. Am I going to need the headphones? Very probably. So let's go back down here and grab us these headphones that are sitting right here. Ooh. Okay, excellent. Now, nothing is patched up, so I guess you're going to hear some live patching. I'd like to do some live patching shows. And I've been giving that some thought lately and where we should do that. We being, you know, some of my other synth people. And here we are, Synth Zone 4. But yeah, live patching. Maybe not quite as interesting on the radio as it would be in real life or on TV. And let's plug this thing in. And gook, we have power. Okay. Synths are powering up. We got a lot of stuff up here. We got the 303, so we're going to go electro beat. And we got Florian to do bassy bass stuff. And then we've got the funny, funny, bizarre little racks of flavor. So plug some more stuff in, Tobe. And it occurs to me that I have no good way to sit down. I'm going to have to just sort of lounge here lazily. I guess that'll work. All right, so what am I doing? What the hell am I doing? Do we have any sound or synth yet? Oh, yeah, we do. What is that high-pitched whine? Where is that coming from? Doesn't matter if that's on or not. What about this? It's not coming from that. What if we do this? Plug that back in. And why do we have no Florian bassy bass? Oh, is this because this is panned all the way over and there's no damn thing? Probably. Let's plug it into a different input. All right, turn that up. Yes, I hear Florian. Very high. And he sounds all mushy. There we go. Turn that decay down. Turn that attack down. Oh, it's the envelope. Let's mess with this. Sounds like crap. Why does Florian sound so terrible? I'm just pushing buttons. And is that actually synced up? That doesn't seem like. Maybe it is. Yeah, I guess so. Making some adjustments to Florian. Okay. So Florian's rolling. And we got some drums rolling. Some cheese drums. They're lovely. Lovely, lovely cheese drums. So, what to do next? Well, how about clock? let's spread some clocky love. So we need to come out of Florian. And we need to go all the way over to somewhere. Probably these sequencers. Okay, that's fine. That's driving me nuts. Turn that off. It's this high-pitched whine that's actually driving me nuts. Where is this coming from? Well, the only thing that's on is this bad boy. So, well, the only thing that's connected is this bad boy. Is it this cable? No, it can't be the cable. It's starting to annoy me, though. Let's start patching some other stuff. Let's go out of the sequencer and go into this little synth, and we'll plug this little synth into the mixer right here. And that whine just got louder. What the hell, damn guy? I'm going to disconnect this for a second just so we can experiment with this. Okay. Does this knob affect that whine any? No. This is on. This is up. Why do I get no? Oh, we probably need to add some triggers or gates. We're going to go gate this thing. And where do we put this? Not there. Do we put it here? Yes. That's an interesting sound. Yay. Okay, we have sound. So, let's unplug it. And we'll plug it into this thing. And let's take the output of this thing. And will a short cable reach output from there to the input of here? Wow. That's fun. Okay. Don't really know what's going on, but I like it. So let's stop that sequencer, reset it. I said reset it. There we go. And now we plug the clock back in. And that's not supposed to do that. That's fine, though. Because I think we can now do this. Let's reset all of these bad boys and start this. Our sequencer did not start. Our other sequencer. Oh, is it because I forgot to do this? Yes. Okay. Try that again. Sad. But we know that it's working. Okay, so what does it all mean? Well, I think what this really means is that we need to do some sequencer programming. So let's do that. And I'm trying to remember how to program these sequencers. Okay, it's all coming back to me now. And I kind of want that note. And I don't want, yeah, okay, this is working out great so far. We're gonna stick another note right here. It's a low one. And then we're going to, what are we doing? What am I doing? Got to get that one in there. And we're going to take it out to there. We're good. We're golden. And we can restart the thing. That's just so strange. Whiff, woof, woof, woof. What's it supposed to be? I don't know. Wow, it's crazy. It's getting crazier. I haven't figured out what this switch does, other than suddenly make everything silent. What is it supposed to be? On another loose knob. Yeah, gonna have to fix this knob later. It just slides right off. Wait, is there even a set screw in there? Looks like it lost its set screw. Okay, great. Now I gotta find a set screw. Okay. Weird. Stop that for a second. Interesting. We need to change the sequencer, though. That's just not working for me. Let's just simplify that a little bit and give it normal gates instead of whatever that weird choppy crap I had in there was. And, can we go again? Let's go. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to be. But I'm kind of into it. Suddenly, I'm kind of into it, he says. But we need to tune. We need to tune some stuff together here. We need to thin out this crazy drum line. We need to do something about something. Or something else. Okay, there's Florian. I need to go two-handed here to attempt to tune this somehow. Can I just play this keyboard? Sort of, yeah. Is that even close? Let's try it this way. Uh, That may be as close as we get until I figure out some better way to do this. Okay, so where are we at? Fix that. Where's my drums? Bring the drums up. That's the bass, Tobe. That sounds like drums. Okay, but the other thing didn't start, so... Hey, why am I not getting another note here? Oh, it's because I turned the damn thing off. That's fine. Let's leave it like this for a while, right now. Okay, let's stop that. Reset that. Reset this. And now let's try it. Okay. Stop. This is getting weird. We start turning some knobs, some stuff gets weird, and yeah, welcome to the Tobe Show. So, yeah, I found this knob that does this weird thing. I think you noticed it too. What happens if we put an LFO on that instead of turning it by hand? Do we need to find out? Frankly, I think we do. This could get dangerous, kids. Be prepared as I reset all of the stuff. And here we go. Let's just do it with the kick drum. Go. Is that LFO doing anything? You know, I question this LFO. Try it like this. I'll turn it by hand. Gold. Absolute gold. Thank you. Wow. Holy cats. I don't know what to tell you, kids. But don't touch anything. Because that's beautiful. I'm trying to get the bass to sound decent with it. I don't understand how this works, but I'm loving it. Suddenly we went full Krell. Hold on a damn minute. I'll change the drums a little bit. I gotta tell you, this high-pitched whine is annoying the crap out of me. All right, we'll worry about it later. All right, let's see what happens. Holy smokes. Where are we getting all these ghost notes? I don't understand. I love it. What else can we mess with? How about this? Or this? Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Toby.